Catherine, I suppose on foot of a notice of motion that I proposed in Sligo County Council and passed unanimously by my colleagues, I'm glad that we have now a positive reply on the future of the old Markovitz House building. We know that this building has been lying idle for many, many years, and 100,000 was allocated last year to explore the possibility and feasibility of the future of the building and bringing it back into use. We know it's on a campus, primary care campus of multi-use facilities with mental health, with primary care nursing, with TUSLA. So it's good news in that we now know that a feasibility study has been completed to explore the extent of potential services that can be accommodated in this building. And we know from the HSE and their reply now that they have now explored both, I suppose, consolidation of existing services, but also the accommodation for anticipated service developments within the primary care campus that is Markovitz House at Barrack Street. So I welcome the fact that the HSE now has arrived at a decision that it will make a capital submission to the HSE's National Capital and Property Steering Group in quarter three 2024 to bring back the old Markovitz House building into use. I welcome this decision by management, and I look forward to this progressing towards the end of the year, and hopefully we get some positive news in terms of capital funding for the 2025 allocation.
How long would it normally take for that news to trickle through that perhaps that the building would be sanctioned funding? You're confident that it would potentially be early next year then?
Yeah, well, look, we'll be hoping that it will be allocated funding in 2025. I suppose that's down to the submission and prioritisation of needs across the HSE and their budget in terms of capital. But we know that we have an accommodation crisis across the HSE and Sligo Leitrim. We have a shortage of desk space, we have a shortage of office space, we have a shortage of clinical space, and we have an empty building that has been used for vaccination clinics many, many decades ago. Child and family services were located there many, many years ago. There was TB clinics there held in the past, office space in the past in this building. So it's great to see this building can be brought back into use on the campus. There is parking on the campus. We know, as I said, I've outlined a number of other services in terms of primary care that take place on the campus. So it makes sense that the HSE invest in an empty building. It should be part of their own accommodation strategy, of which we now know there is a huge need of additional space across Sligo Leitrim, across the health service. So I welcome the fact that this application will be made in quarter three 2024 for capital funding for this building. It's good news in terms of bringing the building back into use. It's good news for the health service, and it's a win-win for the county. This is a building that has lied idle. We all know it. Along Hughes Bridge, along the N15, and it has sat there for too long. So I welcome the fact that the HSE now have committed to making this application to the National Office for funding in quarter three.